You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the current planetary conditions. Be sure to check back to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So we are about to be experiencing the Aquarius full moon, which is in the sign of Leo. When the sun is in Leo, the moon that is full that month will be its opposite, Aquarius. So we've definitely got an opportunity to really tap into all the Leo energy that's happening, which there's a ton of. We've got the sun, Venus, Mars, all in Leo right now, and it's opposing this full moon in Aquarius. So depending on what we're here to accomplish, we've all definitely got like an inner calling or a higher purpose or a potential that we're here to fulfill. So with this mix of energy and the all the planets in Leo, we're able to come much more from our hearts and from what brings us our true joy and what makes life happy and fulfilling and worth living, and things like romance and interacting with children and creativity and all the things that kind of represent creativity are definitely connected to Leo. And Leo is ruled by the sun. So it's a very solar, outgoing, warm, sunny energy. And it helps us figure out what makes me happy. I want to find out what's happy. It's kind of the pursuit of happiness is very much what Leo is doing here on Earth. But there is something very self-loving and self-fulfilling about the Leo energy, which can all, that's the great energy we can tap into. It helps us kind of say, wait a minute, what I love and what I want and what fulfills me is worth manifesting. And having the Aquarius full moon, Aquarius is really good at detaching, seeing the bigger picture, being sort of logical, but at the same time, highly intuitive. Aquarius is really good at problem solving and sort of any sort of technological issues. But interestingly, it's also the ruler of divination tools. So tarot cards and numerology and astrology is all under the ruler Aquarius, who is ruled by Uranus. So I find that interesting because it seems like it's such a logical sign. Even though it's very intuitive, it's also very logical and fixed, kind of a fixed energy, which means stubborn and likes to only follow its own ways. But at the same time, it's very expansive and open-minded and inclusive. And so it's kind of paradoxical energy. On the one level, it's logical. On another level, it's highly intuitive. It's very tapped into the cosmic energy. It has lightning bolt flashes of ideas. New concepts can land in their minds. They're usually very fringe and kind of way showers and rebellious. And there can be an overly detached perspective, an overly detached approach to relationships, which can be a problem, especially if you're like, want to have an intimate relationship and want to be close to people in your life, because it can cause you to automatically just sort of hold at bay or reject any kind of commitment, anything that's going to call on you to step up to be responsible to someone else. The Aquarius energy is not overly comfortable with that. It'd prefer to be responsible on a more global scale or a humanitarian or societal scale than on a personal one-on-one kind of level. So there could be that could backfire where it might be in your best interest to connect and be in relationships that are intimate, but that part of you that's Aquarius is like, no, I've got much bigger things to concern myself with than just, you know, small little human relationships. So that can be, just watch for that, like an aloofness or a detachment that's actually detrimental rather than helpful. On the other hand, I think, especially because I'm not naturally detached, Aquarius is very good at like like kind of being detached, but also very like, you be you. It's not ever trying to change anybody's energy. It's happy if you're you and I'm me, and we'll all go around just being ourselves, and it makes life more interesting. So that, I think, is a lovely energy. And they don't overly feel... My daughter has a friend that's an Aquarius, and one of the favorite things she likes to say is, that sounds like a personal problem. So if you ever get too personal with an Aquarius, you might hear something like that come out, like, well, that's just a little too far for me. So, I mean, of course, it depends on the mix of the energies. It could be an Aquarius with a Scorpio moon or something, which would totally change the dynamic and make them a lot less able to be detached. So it also always depends on kind of the dynamic. But with this full moon, I think being able to find out what we want in our hearts. Mars is in Leo, very like fiery, aggressive, courageous, brave, moving energy. And the sun is in Leo and Venus is in Leo. Venus has to do with what we value and the people that we love and what we love and how we love and the things we have around us and how we make our money. It's a very, it wants harmony, it wants peace, it wants beauty and grace and couth and all things refined. Venus is very into. And so in Leo, it could be quite extravagant, actually. It could be like wanting, you know, expensive trips or tickets to Hamilton. My daughter, I did not know how she did this, but for some reason she's attracted to the musical Hamilton and has learned every single song in the entire, like, I think it's like a 2-hour performance. And I get put through it every time we drive somewhere in the car. I have to listen to Hamilton. And she can sing all these lyrics and it's just crazy. She's like a 16-year-old. Why on earth would she be interested in listening to Hamilton? But she has a Leo moon and it's very theatrical. And I guess Leos love theater. So you might need tickets to Hamilton because it might be important and that would probably be expensive. So there is that sort of love of luxury and love of the finer things in life, the warm, sunny, lying on the beach, lying by the pool, having like fun dinner parties and dressing up and looking pretty and doing your best to kind of put your best self forward. That Leo energy is all very strong right now for us. And with the Aquarius energy, I think what it can do is really help us tap into our true heart's desire and what makes us happy and what makes us, you know, individually happy. What is our joy and where can we come from the heart and be who we really are? And the Aquarian energy is like, and now how do you offer it up to the world? How do you be in service with that heart energy? And interestingly, since the Aquarian energy is very much there to kind of be a way shower and a leader and kind of in the fringe, right? Like leading along in the fringes, doing things differently, being individualistic, it just you being you in your Leo way and following your heart, finding where Leo is in your chart is a good idea too. It'll give you an idea of where this energy is most active. Just you being you is actually contributing in the Aquarian way, because you are really helping humanity and society and even your neighborhood and your neighbors and your family. Everyone around you benefits from you being truly you and offering your gifts to the world. It's very Aquarian. So there's the balance of Aquarius and Leo, or Leo comes from the heart and Aquarius is the head. So it can be quite a dynamic mix of energy if we can harness it and understand where we're going and what we want. That's the thing. I think a lot of people get hung up on like just the routine of life and not... I mean, certain signs, obviously the fixed signs are going to get more hung up than the mutable signs, but there's definitely, humans in general tend to be very routine. And we're even taught to be routine, right? Like the sun shows us every morning the sun comes up, every night the sun goes down. That sort of the seasons every year, there's a summer and a spring, like it just keeps cycling in this very kind of routine way, although the routine shifts with the seasons. So if you have been stuck in your same old routine, it can stop you from manifesting new things in your future or manifesting new futures because you're kind of stuck in the hamster wheel. So make sure that declare to yourself that you are going to be happy and you are going to be free to follow your heart and you're going to be just a sovereign being, letting yourself lead the way. That sort of declaration to yourself is very powerful right now, very powerful for initiating new timelines and changing storylines. So think very carefully, like what it is you want to create in your life and who you want to be and what you value. And think short term, think long term, think kind of big picture. Aquarius is very good at the big picture. So knowing what you want is the first step in getting what you want. And I think a lot of people don't even allow themselves to ponder those questions. So if you can do that around this full moon and get in touch with who you are and what you want and what you're here to create, then you can kind of put out a very clear vibration and therefore much more quickly attract what you want. Because if you're not really focusing on that and just kind of stuck in the hamster wheel of routine, then there's nothing, your vibration just keeps like circling around the same thing over and over again. So you do need to kind of snap out of it, Aquarius full moon, and drop the baggage, also Aquarius full moon, and be who you are. Start something new, initiate a new timeline. Now's a wonderful time to do that. So what else do we have that day? We do have a Mercury in Leo trining Chiron in Aries, which is a really good energy to deal with any sort of like wounds maybe to your thinking or communicating processes. Because Chiron has to do with the wounded parts of ourselves, the humiliated, the weak, the repressed, the hurt, you know, the side of us that we want to hide is very Chiron. But in Aries, it's kind of got a little more like self-confidence and like knowing that it wants to be, that its self counts and having its desires fulfilled matter, that there's like nothing wrong with having what you want. There's everything right about it. And the mental energy of Mercury in Leo can help you, again, tap into your heart, what you want, the warm side of yourself, the giving, assertive, open to receive, open to give energy that comes from the heart. All of that is very fiery because of Chiron in Aries, which gives you the bravery. And the trine is a blessing. So there is, even though there's some tricky stuff going on with the full moon, there is definitely a blessing of lovely clarity. Maybe you're able to share your wounds or like know where they come from more clearly and are then able to drop them. Maybe you sharing your story allows someone to share their story, and then you're both healing and initiating, you know, the healing of past trauma together. It's a lovely energy. So if you can make sure that during the full moon, which is exact on the 15th, which is a Thursday, at 5:29 a.m. Eastern, 8:29 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So it's an early morning one. But if you can take the time that day to set your intentions, be very clear about what you want to create, be clear about also what you want to uncreate. So with the full moon, you really can let go of the past, drop the baggage, you know, get rid of moles and warts, get rid of things that you don't want. It can so much easier, like bad habits, if you smoke, especially if you have like some sort of addicted thing that you need to drop. Maybe you drink too much wine at night or eat too much sugar or watch too much Netflix or whatever your thing is. If you tap into this full moon in Aquarius, you should be able to drop it much easier because there is like a detached energy with Aquarius. Makes it kind of easier to let go. After the full moon on Friday, there is a square from Mercury to Uranus that can be shocking maybe. It could be like shocking in a positive way, like where even though, you know, you're stressed out because of this new development, or there is some sort of stress being put on you around communications because of a surprise that's coming, or around like how you think. Maybe there's some stress on your mind, or maybe you're offered an opportunity and that like having to commit to it stressing you out. But there is like a definite opportunity for growth on Friday between Mercury in Leo and Uranus in Taurus. So watch out for that. On Saturday, we have Mars entering into Virgo. This is, we're just about to like really head into Virgo season here. You might even be already feeling the Virgo energy, which is very different than the Leo energy. It's very orderly. The ducks are in a row. The windowsills are wiped. Vacuuming's done. Order ensues. And it's much different vibe than the Leo summer party time. Let's have a good time. So we're kind of on the last legs of that fun. But you might already be feeling the Virgo energy too. But that also kind of feels good. I think it feels good. I'm a Capricorn though. So it Virgo trines me, which I like the feeling of order and being on top of things, and it doesn't overly come naturally to me. Even though I am a Capricorn, I have lots of Neptune and time is kind of an issue. But with Virgo, the ducks get in a row pretty easily. You can see the flaws in your diet. You can see the flaws in everything around you. Virgo's good at seeing what's wrong, what's not right with the situation and changing it. So it's mutable. So it is able to like adopt new practices, and we're coming up on that. With Mars entering into Virgo, things will become, what will be like definitely motivated to get everything in order and everything, like make sure everything is just tickety-boo, which is really nice, like especially after maybe feeling a little out of control with all the retrograde planets. And Jupiter did just go retrograde a week ago on the 11th, I think it was, the same day that Uranus went, no, Jupiter went direct, Uranus went retrograde. So the Jupiter direct energy really opens us up to move and expand again. And it's going direct like on an important point in the chart that really has to do with being very kind of self-certain, the very Sagittarian energy of especially Jupiter is the ruler of Sagittarius. So there's a certain like, I'm right. There's a very strong certainty within the Sagittarian energy, self-certainty, certain of itself and its beliefs and its knowledge. And it's quite contagious even. Like if a Sag tells you how it is, you're very likely to believe them just because they're so confident themselves. So we can all tap into that with Jupiter going direct as well, which is nice. So see if you can feel that. And having Uranus retrograde, I think it kind of gives us a chance to, again, review the surprises, review the, you know, the sideways opportunities or ways you can innovate or ways you have innovated. Open your mind and your life to reviewing any sort of sudden changes or new ideas that have come in the past. And Uranus retrograde will help you do that. It's kind of taking a slow, long look at everything. So then Mars is going into Virgo. That's going to be good. And the sun and everything's going to follow. So it won't be long before we're smack dab in the middle of Virgo season. But for now, this is a fabulous week of Leo energy. And even with the full moon. So remember, full moons can be, they can stress us out. They can be very, like, anything that we repressed is much harder to repress when the moon is full. There's like a big, bright light of the sun shining on the subconscious, the moon, when the moon is full. So if there's anything that you need to know, generally, it will start to bubble up and you'll get clarity on parts of yourself that maybe you didn't want to see or didn't want to deal with. Now it comes up to be dealt with. But the gift of the Aquarian full moon is that you can detach from all these things. You don't have to feel, you know, like you're stuck in it or there's a rut. You're able to bust out and be free and be who you are. And that's the gift you can share with the world, is just being who you are, like authentically, from your heart, having a joyous experience on Earth. That's what the planet needs right now. That's what your family needs and your friends need and your community, your town and your country and the cosmos in general. So do that. Tap into your heart, tap into who you are to like meant to be here and how you can serve the planet. And just this, like, just you simply being in joy opens up the pathway for others to tap into joy too. It's very, very profound and holy work being joyful. So hopefully you'll be able to do that. You can write it down. Make sure you put your crystals out under the full moonlight. Even if you have something very specific, which hopefully you do, that you want to create, program one of your crystals. Hold it in your hand and send the energy of what you want to create into it and have it as a little talisman for yourself to remind you. It can, like, you know, hold space for you to be who you came here to be. A free and happy and helpful and, you know, serving of humanity soul, which I'm sure you are. I mean, we all are in some way, even if we're not, because we're all here. We're all in this big matrix together. And we're definitely affected by the energy around us. So that is it. If you have any questions about this full moon or astrology in general, I would love to hear from you. And you can reach me at the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and many bright, wonderful, innovative, joyful blessings to you on this full moon in Aquarius.